Hello everyone, Matrix Live. This edition of Matrix Live is sponsored by Element Web. We've got Dave, who's going to tell us all about Sliding Sync, and we've got Florian, who's going to take us through the new room list. So, Dave, are you out there?
I am. Hello. Yes, so we've recently landed, having had Sliding Sync support on Element Web for some time, it's now been turned into simplified Sliding Sync support. And the difference is that that's now built into Synapse, so you can use it directly on matrix.org. And in fact, if you've used Element X, you've already been using it, and you've seen how fast it is on Element X. So what we want to do is build that support for that into Element Web. And that is now becoming a reality. That labs flag that was the old style Sliding Sync is now simplified Sliding Sync. So now it works directly against matrix.org. So what I'm going to show you is, very simply, two element webs, one of which is on the old one, one of which is on the new one. So this is, I'm going to show you the labs here. This has got Sliding Sync mode turned off, and this one's got Sliding Sync mode turned on. And so I'm literally just going to hit reload on both of them. This is on develop, by the way, so you can go. I'm not using anything private here. Nothing's on my own laptop. This is all public. You can go use it. I'm literally just going to hit the clear cache and reload button on both of them, and we'll have a race. Ready? Here we go. This is a large-ish account, by the way. This is not the largest account I could have found. This is my large test account. There we go. There's Sliding Sync. It's all done. And we're still waiting for the old one. And we're probably not going to wait for it, because that's the point of this demo. It would probably take longer than the 5 minutes I have.
Yay!
There is one bug here in that notification counts don't work, which you see in our old friend stuck notification here, which is probably not. Oh, it has gone away actually in this case. Doesn't rely on it to go away. And that is the next thing that I'm working on. Now, our old friend, old Sliding Sync, is finished. There you go. So there you go. That's what it looks like.
Dave, it's sort of got drowned out with all the applause. I think what you were saying there is, if you want to try it out, you can, but your notification counts might be a little bit unusual.
Yeah, there will be a few bugs. Eric actually has been very kind in going and trying out, and found that there were things like tombstone room showed up, so you'll get multiple versions of the same room. So there's little things like that there are rough edges, so beware. But it is coming.
Very cool. I'm personally tremendously excited for this. All right, Florian.
Yeah. I'll show my screen. Perfect. So hello everyone. I will show you the new room list. Normally, it's kind of familiar for the users of Element X, because it's kind of the same style. So. First of all, it's already available in native build and in develop. You can enable it in the labs flag. So, our new room list, we have like at the top here a search bar. Like in the old one, you can browse, for example, your rooms. And after that, you have also your pre-gig rooms. But the most interesting part is this new room list we have here. So we have like a completely new design. We have replaced the different section like people, favorites, and rooms by filters like in Element X. So for example, here I have some of unread, like so the design is similar to Element X. If I press unread, I have my unread. If I press favorites, I have my favorites. You can have, for example, here your action to create your message, your room, your video room. We will have also some filters, like for example, only have your mansion, only have your low activity room. Also, we have some sort option, like sort by unread, sort by the room name, and we have also some other action, like for example, if you're in a space and you have the right, you can go to your space home, invite people, preferences. So we have kind of the same features as before, but in the new way to show it. And we have also, filters and more sorting.
Oh my god.
I think, and that's all for currently.
Thank you very much.
So can we use it?
Yeah, go to your labs and enable it.
So if I set it in labs, like, is there anything I should be aware of? Like, you know, say with sliding sync, Dave was just talking about, well, there's going to be some bugs, particularly in notifications. Is there anything I should be aware of, or should I just start trying it out? And
yeah, you can try it. We have still some accept improvement to do, so you can. It's not perfect on this side. We have some more features that we add. For example, you can, I think next week, you should be able to select the notification volume on a room. Like, for example, if you want to mute it, if you want to mention a certain keyword only, you can do it in the room settings, but we have some shortcuts in the room list to do it. But cool. Normally, we encourage people to try it and to share us if there is some drawbacks, some bugs. Normally, with light room decoration, it's kind of usable in a daily way, I think.
Very good. Very good. All right, Matrix Live, that's your lot.